Good morning. This is Tactical Temptress with your Urban Prepper Daily Briefing for Sunday, June 7th, 2026. A lot of good content moving through the community today. We've got gear reviews worth your time, some solid food storage guidance, and the ham radio crowd is running simulations you'll want to hear about. We're also going to touch on medical skills and homesteading before we're done. Let's get into it. We'll start with medical, because Skinny Medic put out something that belongs at the top of the conversation. Gage is back on camera, and together they're walking through why learning CPR is one of the most critical skills anyone can have. Not just preppers, everyone. The video covers the fundamentals of cardiopulmonary resuscitation, why first aid training matters, and the basics of life support. If you've been putting off getting certified or you want a refresher, this one is a direct, practical push in the right direction. That kind of foundational skill is exactly what carries you through moments when nothing else does. And speaking of foundational, let's talk gear. Sensible Prepper just dropped a long-form review of the Gerber Dime Micro Multi-Tool, and what makes it stand out is the time behind it. He's been carrying this tool for over 7 years and just bought two more. The Dime has over 12 tools packed into a micro form factor, and he puts it at roughly 80% of the capability of a full-size multi-tool. For everyday carry, that's a significant value proposition in a very small package. If you've ever wondered whether a micro multi-tool can pull real weight in daily use, this review answers that question with years of actual field data. Gideon's Tactical weighed in on Milwaukee's pruning saws, both folding and fixed, specifically through the lens of bushcraft utility. The question he's asking is whether Milwaukee delivers a worthwhile option for outdoorsmen who need a reliable saw in the field. He benchmarks it against other options and gives a straight verdict. If Milwaukee is already part of your toolkit for other reasons, or you've been curious whether their saws cross over into bushcraft, this is the review to check. Now, over on the communication side, Ham Radio Crash Course ran a simulated disaster practice event, and this one is worth watching if you're working on your emergency comm setup. The session rolled through multiple methods to test whether a signal could get out and whether communication could be established effectively under simulated disaster conditions. That kind of structured practice is exactly how you find the weak points in your setup before you actually need it. He's also covering HOA-friendly stealth antenna options through DX Engineering, which is useful for anyone operating in a restricted environment. The same channel also put out an after chat around the topic of gear hoarding, specifically the real costs of accumulating too much kit. We're talking back strain from overloaded packs, totes full of cables and adapters that never get used, and the broader question of when more gear stops being an asset. It's a community conversation worth having, and it connects directly to the principle of building a kit you can actually carry and use. Homesteading Family came through with a full episode on natural pest control in the garden, and this one is layered. Rather than leading with spray solutions, the approach here is building healthier soil and stronger plants that naturally resist pests. The episode walks through creating living soil, a holistic growing philosophy, and the kind of integrated pest management that doesn't compromise your food supply. For anyone growing their own food as part of a preparedness plan, this is directly applicable. A garden that can defend itself is a more resilient garden. Alaska Granny covered food storage mistakes, specifically what preppers get wrong when building a long-term pantry. The video addresses what foods to buy, how much to store, and the common missteps that leave people with a stockpile that doesn't actually serve them when it matters. If you're at any stage of building out your food storage, this is a good self-audit resource. What to buy, how much, and what to avoid. She covers the core questions directly. Full Spectrum Survival posted content focused on current events, geopolitics, and global threat scenarios. That's not territory we cover in this briefing. If that angle interests you, those channels are worth a look. Now let's talk about some of the rising voices in the community today. GISKeet67 reviewed the 511 Rush 72 as a bug-out bag option for 2026. The Rush 72 has been around long enough to have a real reputation, and this review looks at whether it still holds up as a top-tier choice. If you're evaluating or rebuilding your bug-out bag this year, this is a solid, independent take on one of the more discussed packs in the space. Prepared Pathfinder reviewed the OneWin Solo Skyshade Tartan, a lightweight, compact, one-person, three-season tent. For anyone building out a solo bug-out or hiking kit, shelter weight matters. And this review examines whether the OneWind option delivers on the lightweight and compact promise at an accessible price point. Tech Rival put out a short-form review of a portable camping gas stove, ultra-compact, built for backpacking and aimed at outdoor cooking. It's a quick look, but compact cooking solutions are a real preparedness consideration for both get-home bags and camp setups. Better Together Homestead put out a short piece connecting homestead life directly to disaster readiness, covering food preservation, repurposing resources, and building the kind of self-sufficient lifestyle that makes you more resilient. It's brief, but the framing is squarely on preparedness. Homesteady documented a two-day, four-store Costco supply run in Alaska, a family of nine living off-grid, restocking after a long winter. It's a real-world look at bulk purchasing strategy for a large household in a remote location. The scale and logistics are instructive even if your household is smaller. Wild Homestead is in the middle of a log cabin build series, and episode 107 covers foundation prep and a setback with the screen porch. Following a long-term off-grid build from the ground up has real value for anyone thinking through what it actually takes to construct a resilient homestead structure by hand. Gritty Off-Grid is building a log cabin, and the latest update covers 50 logs processed by hand, dragging them out of the forest and prepping them manually. It's the physical reality of off-grid construction without power equipment, and it's a useful reference point for understanding what that kind of project demands. Frugal Off-Grid shared a milestone from 6 years of living off the grid, centered on a practical lesson: knowing when to ask for help. The episode covers bringing in hay for horses and continuing to prepare the homestead. That combination of experience, humility, and practical work is the kind of content that ages well. The community didn't have active Reddit threads flagged today, and no podcast episodes are in rotation. So let's go straight to the deal. Midland is running a sale right now, up to 10% off. If you've been thinking about adding to your communications kit or picking up a backup radio, Midland is one of the reliable names in that space, and this is a good window to move on it. Check it out at MidlandUSA.com before it wraps up. Stepping back and looking at today as a whole, gear and skills dominated the conversation. From multi-tools to saws to pack reviews, the community is in a practical, hands-on mode. And pairing that with CPR training content and food storage guidance gives today a very grounded, useful shape. This briefing is produced by the Urban Prepper Channel. I'm Tactical Temptress. Thanks for starting your morning with me. See you tomorrow.